Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 9th of December 2018. If you're one of the few people who follow in great detail the big system you're born into, and I mean really dig into it to understand what's happening, not to follow the latest leader that's presented to you, and believe you me, and I've given talks long ago on leaders, because we're always given our leaders, and how leaders are generally groomed long in advance before you hear their names, just like politicians, and regardless of how they're presented to the public, they already know what their agenda or their partner agenda is to be. You're given your leaders all the time. And when they give them to you, the people jump on them right away, think, oh, he's another savior given to us. Oh, or you get doctors or professors or whatever, and you think, my God, there's another leader. And next thing you know, they're talking to committees at the CFR or Bilderbergs or whatever it happens to be, and they're given TV shows. Well, that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen naturally, folks. Because if you really are genuine, you will be, yeah, you'll be asked into it or to be bought off. But if you don't go along with it, you won't be offered anything, believe you me. And I certainly know this because I'm still sitting here in a very old place using rather awful wood to heat myself. Really punky stuff, a lot of it. Other stuff is just completely green, completely green. I mean, there's more water in it than wood, I think, wood fibers. And I'm also fixing my own car. Again, it always breaks down in the winter. Actually, my car breaks down in the summer as well when I think about it. But winter's a great time for it. Because last year, remember, when we were hitting minus 35, minus 40, I was outside for a whole week. And then that wind's on top of that temperature, repairing the power steering. I had frostbite and all, but so believe you me, I'm not one of the establishment. Sometimes people will query me about that. If I was, I would be up there promising you everything and promising to do everything for you or giving you all false hope and leading you off in all the wrong directions to waste your time, because that's what you're meant to do, is waste your time. And I gave talks about this back in the 90s. I said, I'm not here to be a cheerleader for the people. The people will always fall for the path of easy or less resistance, basically, the easy way out. And they're always looking for somebody to do it for them. That's why they vote for politicians. And look at the mess you're always in. I mean, always in. Politicians are psychopaths. They crave a little bit of power, but they're not the bosses. And they understand that, too. They take orders from above. But the people never really catch on. They still look for a savior who is just basically human, who will do the same things as they do, and they wash up like you do, and they'll go to the toilet like you do, and all the rest of it. But they want to think that they're somehow dedicated. You find me someone who's truly dedicated on this planet to helping, generally helping the people for altruistic reasons, and they don't exist. They really don't. Or they're killed off somewhere trying to help someone or whatever. That's the truth of it, folks. It's nice in the movies, but whenever you hear people leading up the garden path, they're set out there to waste your time so you'll give allegiance to them, and you will waste your time. Same with politicians. And people are looking at the state of affairs in the US, and really, what's come out of the last leader that they've got in right now? What's come out of it? He's been lauded by countries outside the US. But what's come out of it, really? And even all this, is it just soap opera drama we get about the other side going after him for this or that or whatever, and when they supposedly find nothing there to really get him for? So it's all this drama for the public. Really, isn't it? And when all this drama, and I really mean this is manufactured drama for distraction. What has been achieved? Well, they're getting ready again, and they have been for a while, to get the wars resumed. And in fact, they're doing it through, again, proxy armies back in Syria, to the north again. They're trying to get the whole thing overthrown in Iran and a few other countries around there too. We all know this. We all know it. Come on, let's be honest with ourselves. We all know what's going on. But the truth is, too, that a whole big of a chunk of the agenda is being rammed down upon people. And when it, you know, you, I have said this before, if people aren't ready to and they're not even looking for the truth, most folk are never looking for the truth. The old story of be careful of the truth, you know, because most folk can't handle it. It's very true. Most folk want happy news, which they'll decide to call truth as opposed to just basic facts. They don't really want truth. See, truth is very religious in a sense. If you know that a truth, it almost demands that you change yourself because of it. Most folk don't want that. They really don't want to change themselves. And we live in an age of hedonism and narcissism as we go down the tubes very quickly. Designed that way. You know, I've given the talks over years ago. I can't even bargain over them again. I could do them in my sleep. I think sometimes I do. But the fact is, I've gone through the big agenda, a massively big agenda, mammoth, that was big enough back in the 19th century with Lord Alfred Milner and the clique around him. I mean, don't forget, Milner was a banker too. And he was in with Rothschild. He was in with Cecil Rhodes and a bunch of other ones too. And they themselves created all the wars. They admitted it themselves. They needed a lot of wars to get their agenda through. They financed all sides of every revolution from then on, and every war from then on, to achieve their goal. And they wanted a unified planet, which they themselves would rule with specialists, etc. They didn't believe that the ordinary people had any right or ability to govern themselves. And therefore, they would use this thing called democracy as a battering ram to go after other countries, to push down their own system, which is not democratic at all. If you've had a good look at it, you don't really need a big good look at it. Look what governs you. Look at this COP meeting they've had, the Conference of Parties, deciding your fate, using the climate as an excuse. That's what it's all for. An excuse of how many folks should live, die, breed, etc. That's what it is, folks. It's the same clique, the Rhodes Group, who went to the Royal Institute for International Affairs. But above them, the same private clique, they had their own table societies, they run the banking systems, they own the World Bank, they own the IMF, they own the United Nations, they set all of these institutions up, this private clique, the CFR Group. All the same clique. And that's what runs you, and you're not given a vote to vote for any of their organizations. But the COP, this Conference of Parties, climate nonsense, have you looked at them, how many government, intergovernmental organizations and non-governmental organizations are there? You don't vote for any of these thousands of people. But these folk are setting out rules. It's all they do, using the environment and sustainability and all this kind of stuff to bring you into a state of austerity, number one. They've already sterilized most of you in the West, number two. But it's not enough. They want you to die off faster. They're going to take meat away from you and proteins of all kinds. They've already poisoned countries in the West with their pesticides and their genetically modified pesticide, self-growing pesticide stuff they put in that grows itself in the vegetables. You're eating it all. It kills everything else, folks. What do you think it does to you? But I won't even go into that, because again, I've done it all before in the past, in detail. And so facts don't matter. So remember, as I said in the 90s, I cannot be a leader for the mob. The mob will take the path of least resistance, which is always the easy way. It costs them nothing. And if you want to lead a mob like that, they'll turn on you when they don't get what they want, and they'll kill you and crucify you. That's what the message is all about. They always crucify a leader because they never get what they want. You see, that's how it is. That's the people for you. Change can only come through people changing themselves, and not because they want to wear the colors of a military or the colors of a group or whatever it happens to be. It's all the same thing. Or some kind of fashion. Now I can cut my hair this way. I belong to this bunch there, you see. No. That's not I'm not looking at individuals there. Not at all. Individuals are the only thing that matters. Why do you think the United Nations said the greatest enemy is the individual personality? Why do you think Mao Zedong of the communist Chinese system. Why do you think he said he wasn't afraid of armies and crowds of people and groups and mob? He was afraid of someone with a big idea. The same big idea that Bush Sr. mentioned once. But his world order coming into view is a big idea. They're talking about their big idea to rule all of you as you all go down the tubes and start dying off. They work inter-century, these people. I hope you understand that. Most folk are short-term thinkers, short-term planners in the system. In fact, the system, with all of its fear, mongering, etc., keeps you in a state of, purposely, of never planning too far in the future for most folk. And you're given so much pleasure for the pleasure principle. Just play, play, play. Don't think about tomorrow too much. Leave that to the bosses, the experts, the specialists. It's like the COP again. They have environmental. What's an environmentalist? What do you think that is? We'll live in the environment, folks. We'll have a basic understanding of the basic necessities for the environment to exist and us to exist. That makes you an environmental. So they have a say over your life, how you're going to live, if you're going to live at all, or if you can breed. That's always been the way, because the same group that gave you all of this, as I've said before many times, are also the eugenicists. Yes, they are. And they run the world today, like they run it all in the 1800s, and they plan the future, step by step, and they plan taking over all the world's resources, and they've been doing it ever since. Look at what Cecil Rhodes did. In the wars he helped start off, they grabbed South Africa for the gold mines and diamond mines and all the rest of it. And he did. And look at the wills he had too. And he did different rewrites to the same will. And he left his cash to Lord Rothschild for this great world purpose. There's more to these characters than meet the eye, definitely. And we live in a fiction today where you're all going into austerity as you're currency, regardless of what they want to call it, it's all run by the same people, a small clique, deciding amongst themselves, these central bank clique. And it is literally one group, it's like one company, deciding the fate of the whole planet. And they've got us all trained to believe that this fiction of money, this rubber money, this stretchable money, that backed on nothing except IOUs to everybody else, they've got us believing it'll go on for how long? Huh? What? We've got the last bank crisis. Look how fast we forget things, eh? 2008, 7 and 8, kaboom. And then every bank across Canada and the States and elsewhere that all borrows and sends money to each other and blah, blah, blah. Completely intertwined across the planet now. Go belly up, supposedly. They've got their hands out for bailouts. A bailout is something guaranteed by the public to pay off any borrowing. Well, what on earth did these big bankers actually give? Who lent things to the banks to get bailed out? What did they give them? Just numbers. But here's the key. To be in the little clique that decides that they're the ones who are going to give you more numbers to add to your account. They want real wealth to be paid back to them, not the fiction they give you. It'd be fine if you give them a bunch of zeros too after a number. But you're not allowed to do that. They are allowed to do it. And we believe this is all normal. Normal, right? And now, as you see your money, in Canada, for it's almost down to half of what it was. Just only maybe, back in 2008, it's about half. Everyone's going, woof. And the government's given permission every year now for even the basic necessities, which is food, to go up and up and up and up and up until a lot of folk can't. And it ties in with COP again, because you see, the COP are pushing the next step too. It isn't just complaining about things and what they're actually implementing it. And Canada is a leader of this as they start taking meat off the shelves in the supermarkets. They've been doing it for the last few years, and you can't afford it anyway for most folk. I'm not kidding you. And you think you're free? You're a darn slave. You're all slaves. Of course you're slaves. All slaves. And you don't have democracy. You never had democracy. And the ones who planned it all, and even their soothsayers that wrote for them in the past, said that. They had no intention of giving the people democracy. At all. And believe you me, it's because they know better how to take care of you because they love you and they're altruistic. No, no, no. They really don't like you at all. But they're awfully good at acting, you see. Awfully good at acting. And every time that this COP meeting comes up for renewal for the next part of it, next part of it, next for the whole agenda, for the whole 21st century and 2030 and all the rest of it, the fact is they come out with their scary scenarios. I did the talks every year using their own materials from all different groups involved who are all living on your tax money, these non-elected, non-governmental organizations. They're little religious groups, is really what they are. The religion that they have the right to dominate the planet, and you better do what you're told and live in compact cities. Don't live in the rural areas. Don't eat meat. Don't do this. Don't. Well, you don't vote for them, folks, and you better understand that very, very, very quickly. And there's a war to demolish all that was. Look at the big think tanks that they have working all around the clock constantly on all of this stuff. Here's the thing. Now, I don't blame the people for crashing. And people crash all the time. And sometimes it's almost like a psychic turnover, click, 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 into as a notch goes up again, and you're into the next cog of the agenda. People can sense it as opposed to be able to verbalize what it is. But a lot of people are sensing that something big is coming down the pike. And yeah, they have ramped up this elasticity of your cash system big time. Everybody's feeling the pinch. And it's meant to go further into austerity. I gave the talks about, from the UN's documents on the promotion of austerity. What do you think they mean by that, folks? Stop thinking it's just a little wish list that they have. No, they implement everything they tell you they're going to do. They always implement what they tell you they're going to do. Always. And they often give out little fake feints, they call it. Look at this little agenda here, and folk complain about it, they don't realize it's reworded in a different one, and it's coming around the other side. You don't notice it. That's what they do all the time. They have the best marketing companies on the planet working on brainwashing you, fooling you, conning you. They have all these professors from the Nudge Units, the Behavioral Insights Group. They've all trained you. You don't even know it yourselves. They've already trained you and nudged you into what to do, what to say, what not to say, how you think. Even how to define if you're a good person, bad person, according to the new political correctness. And it's ongoing. It's going to get a lot worse. And you claim that you're free. Free? You don't even have the rights to your own thoughts anymore. You don't have the rights to your own opinions anymore. You're perpetual children. What kind of adult is going to go through their entire life going to these superiors that you never elect? Who will tell you if your thinking is okay or not? Huh? What? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand this? So no, I won't give you fake good news, fake news. I won't give you fake, you know, don't worry news. It's not pleasant. What century, looking back on it, was ever really pleasant for most people? Tell me that. As I said, the whole 19th century, and I used to hate those things in the BBC, who constantly churned out different fictional stuff about the 19th century. And it was always middle-class people. By middle-class then, it was often lived in these little, big mansions, actually, with footmen and horsemen and all the rest of it, and coachmen and servants. And you know, like Little Women, as I've said before, they keep showing the same things over and over, giving you a complete fake idea of the past. And, you know, and Papa would come home. Oh, Papa, it's my birthday. Have you got the latest pony for me? Most folk at that time were dying in their 20s, if they reached that long, in stinking, rotten factories with no safety of any kind. No rules of any kind to safeguard them. They had hardly any sleep, sometimes 16 hours a day, they worked. And often slept in the factories. They had nowhere else to go. They couldn't afford rent. It was a starvation wage. And it was literally a malnutrition starvation. That was the history of that century. That really was it, folks. It was awful. Awful. It was hell. And it's at the same time, the same this little covert group that decided to create the British Empire with its central banking systems to be implemented across the world, which it did, and the World Bank in the next century, in the 20th century, the same group that created that empire used the British folk as cannon fodder across the planet, and the taxpayers paid again for that military. They paid for all. It's beautiful, isn't it? You pay for everything like a real good slave, and you'll feel good about it. Think, well, it's for the country. No, it wasn't for the country. It wasn't at all. It was for a small clique to take over the resources of the planet. That has never changed. That's never changed. What do you think Quigley said about the system? It's to be a new feudal system. It is a feudal system. It always was a feudal system. But it says the new overlords, the feudal overlords, are the CEOs of international corporations. It's the same agenda. And as I say, I can't blame people for cracking up. Absolutely. Every hero they've ever been presented with is a fake, pretty well. Or they're dead. And that's rather final, isn't it? That's the truth of it. That's the truth of it. Certain folk have tried in the past, but they go around in circles. Or they'll tell you at the end of all, oh, just vote for the next bunch, the next bunch of faces that's presented to you. Oh, really? They're all vetted. They've already sworn allegiance to the same system and the same people. And you'd be surprised who they have to swear allegiance to, by the way. It certainly isn't the public. I'm not kidding you. Folk have no idea at all. But folk want happy news. And I even gave the talks from the big think tanks themselves who said they promoted nothing but happy, happy thoughts. Don't worry. Be happy. There you go. Promote a culture of who they'll be egosyntonic and egocentric and hedonistic and narcissistic. Well, look around you as we all go down the tubes. Look around you. They've never had it like this before, right? As they die off, they've never had so much sex in their lives, but there's hardly any alive ones born, eh? What do you think that... if you were an alien looking at this planet, what would you think about that? What would you think about it? When the folk who tell you that they care, you know, allow this kind of stuff to even happen to themselves, what would you say about them? That's what I mean. Led to the, you know, like, you know, it's like you're the goats led to the slaughter in a sense, and that's true. That is very true. There's never been a time of such happiness or laziness, you might say. Depends how you look at it. Whatever's laid on for you and cheap entertainment, and there's not a thought you need to have for yourself. It's all done for you by their people. They've done all the thinking for you. Most folk today are scared of silence because they might have to think for themselves. I'm not kidding you. This is stuff that they've all discussed at the Tavistock 50, 60, 70 years ago. And they've all been trained, you see, until you can't sit still for a minute with nothing to do, with a thought. People get frightened. And it's very difficult to kickstart people who literally have avoided thinking for themselves. With everything laid on to them. You don't need to spend a dull, quiet moment when you've got all that entertainment at your fingertips immediately. Pretty well across the planet now. Everything's weaponized. Everything. So as I say, I don't blame people for turning and even hitting at me, saying, well, why don't you give them good news? Well, if I had good news to tell them, I would tell you. The only good news there is that if you, and I've said it before, if you can get through, it's like coming out from the deep in the sea, coming up towards the surface, and you see that light there, and it's shimmering, and you break through. If you ever get to that stage where you break through into reality and awareness about who you are and what you are, and the fact is, like any living creature on this planet, you have the right to think for yourself. The right to think for yourself. And not be told by other experts, no, you can't think about that, you can't say that, you mustn't, blah, blah, blah. What nonsense, perpetual childhood, what nonsense. You're either free or you're not, and you better understand that very quickly. Very quickly. Because the biggest tyranny the planet's ever seen is a scientific tyranny. and a financial attorney, all working together, is managing everything right now. And horror, horror, horror lies ahead. It does. And you let it happen. You always let it happen. Meanwhile, everybody else fighting everybody else. Very clever, but typical too, and very old techniques. It always worked, like Plato said. You can always introduce the same technique and have it work on the people and crowds, etc., and different sides, get them all fighting each other. And you can make them believe in anything and do anything if you have the formula. If you have the same formula and introduce it the same way, step by step, in the right order, the people will behave the same way. Again, that's exactly what they do. That's exactly what they do. And it really does work. It really, really does. If somehow some weird thing would happen, say a sci-fi thing, just let's go into imagination here, and we're all cast back suddenly into 200 years ago, and but the same leaders who manage everything today quietly behind the scenes came back too, they would definitely, because the conditions then, and the lack of all the scientific achievements and etc., if they needed you to start breeding again and having morals, because you can't have an intact society without morality, then they would give it all back to you again. And it'd be religious in a sense. Because anything that works is always religious. Always. It has to be a belief thing that everyone agrees to. That gives a common culture with common understandings. And it's accepted by everyone that if you break this, this is what happens. Because you're affecting all the people by breaking this taboo. Religion was far, far easier to follow than this nonsense is coming down today, where you can see what's in front of your face, but you're not allowed to say it anymore. It's illegal just to say what you see. But yeah, they would, if you went back in the past, they would. And they would have that again. They would introduce this duty thing until you're in the armies, and they'd use it again to go and fight for their wars for them, so they could accumulate all the wealth all over again. That's what they would do. But you see, they're almost at their goal. They have a worldwide system. Everybody's under the thumb of their banking system, their centralized banking system, which is just a consortium of one company, as far as I'm concerned. It's one group, one company, one corporation. I don't care what they want to call each one, they're all one. And they all get money from the same source, which is, again, fake in the first place. All of it. All of it's fake. And you'll never change anything, anything at all about this system, with the same system of money and the strange magician's act at the top of people who can magically make it out of nothing. But you'll pay for supposedly inflation as they create more money out of nothing. Somehow they've got this. See, inflation can't even work in that. It's nonsense. It can only work if you've overdone the substitute for real, whatever it happens to be, you've got in reserve. Real stuff, tangible stuff. That's what inflation always was. That you put the substitute stuff out there, it used to be paper money, out there, but you had all the stuff in the vaults. And once you went over the same value of stuff that you had in the vaults by paper money, it was called inflation. It was worth less and less and less. And they went further and further. We know all these rackets. I mean, there's so much stuff out there on the racketeering of all. And these are the characters who run the planet. And these are the characters who gave you Cecil Rhodes, because he was one of them. Lord Alfred Milner. All the guys around Alfred Milner, because they have two groups at the top. They've got an inner party, an outer party. And outer parties are all Institute for International Affairs, Dash Council and Foreign Relations. All the way to the Far East as well. They have branches in every single country across the planet. And the guys from this run the media in every country. They run the banking system in every country. They run the political system in every country. And they're all sworn to the same private group. All of them have sworn completely, body and soul, to the private. And they're well taken care of for doing so. That's the truth of it, folks. And they've pushed democracy. They even used the same farce, absolute farce, with Bush Jr. And it was a farce. It went plundering and killing off other folks' enemies. But when they went into Iraq, for instance, you see all the old clips of the soldiers here cursing and swearing at these people who lived there in their own country. And the troops are saying, we're bringing you freedom and democracy, you stupid. And they call them the F word and stuff, because we come from a very cultured society, don't we? And all from Hollywood, all this terminology. And these folk, the Iraqis, are looking at them like, what? What are you talking about? Democracy? Who's got democracy? Who? The public weren't given any vote on going off to fight these wars at all. Never have been. Of course they weren't. Were the public asked to, did they mind paying for all? No, they weren't asked that either. Tony Blair did the same thing in Britain, and we know who was backing him and where his allegiance was, and it certainly wasn't to Britain. And he also came under fire years afterwards by a sidekick at the time who came out and said Tony Blair wanted massive multicultural migration into Britain to finish off this old system of what British folk were. I mean, there's nothing hidden anymore, folks. Nothing at all. As we're down the tubes with do you realise that most, they won't, there's nothing they're going to change. There's nothing going to, it doesn't matter how many folk, say, across Europe get killed, mugged, raped, stabbed, robbed, or whatever. It won't make any difference to the gender. Every government has been completely, utterly firm, because they all swear allegiance to go along and see the same little clips, you know, to the public. You notice that weapons of mass destruction? Same thing. They're told to do this, and they do it, you know. But they'll never change, no matter what happens to whom, with the agenda. They're completely sworn to it. They're not sworn to defending the public or taking care of the general public at all. And it's very true. It's very true. You either have a nation or you don't have a nation. If you don't have a nation, why are you paying taxes to it? If you don't have a nation, remember, has a border. It has to have a border to have a nation. Otherwise, it's not a nation. It's a, what is it? It's just a zone so-and-so in a landmass. Exactly what the UN broke their landmasses down to years ago. Regions. Well, why are you going through this pretense of voting for a nation with politicians? Why you go through the farce of all? Why do you not let this region pay off the debts, whoever this region happens to be? We live in complete fake reality. But most folk don't mind it. Most folk really don't mind it. As long as they're their entertainment. As long as they can believe that there are special people that come out with special wombs running all above them with great brains, special brains, much better than their own. It must be so complicated way up there. And they don't mind having perpetual childhood. I'm not kidding you. It's not a slur on everybody, because not everybody's like that, but a lot are. And the youth are always used in every generation to be the advance guard, because they only see things in black and white. This is right and this is wrong. That's how you see it as a child. It's very, very true. It's easy to see it too. But in our adolescence, they don't know how corrupt nature is, including the systems that they're following and they're being used until they're older. It takes time for that. But they're always used when they're young, like a battering ram. It's very much like, oh, there's so many examples of it down through history, but it's similar to the Bolshevik Revolution. They had to get everybody else to back them up at the time. And when they seized power through a covert action, they turned around and slaughtered all the folk who'd helped them. And boasted about it afterwards too. That's what they do. Bezmenov said the same thing, Yuri Bezmenov from the Soviet Union, KGB guy. He said the ones who help them are the first ones to be eradicated, because you see, the ones who help, whatever they've been pushed for, and they're true believers, it'll be greening in the planet or whatever, and they're true believers, you see. But when they realize that once it's over and done with, and these folk above them that they're following and maybe even getting paid by a lot of them, because they don't do it for nothing. But once they realize that they got the system in, but they're not getting this wonderful utopia that they were. Once they start bitching about it, they're immediately bumped off. That's standard technique. Always happens. Always happens. And so there you go. That's how it really is. But anyway, what I'm saying is, I talk to people who understand that they're going through a really rotten system. People who, I'm sure they have their bad times too. And who's got an easier life of it that you know? I mean, the ones at the top might have, but not you. And you're hit with one little crisis after another, sometimes big crisis as well, one after another. But the fact is, that's our lot at the moment, and we have to get through it. And if you can get through all this and keep a hold of your sanity, as I said back in 2001, I said, because I knew the whole agenda, it wasn't just a war against supposedly Islam that they're going to have. This is a whole world order that, remember, Bush Sr. before that had mentioned. What do you think that meant? That meant everything that's coming down now, right down to all kinds of new types of, it's genderism, as I call it, you know. All kinds of isms on us, and those give us isms. We've got genderism. We've got all kinds of isms, and even more to come yet, by the way. It was all this stuff they were talking about. That's what he meant by his world order. That's what it is. The same thing as folk, they don't understand it at all. They really don't understand it. They hear little things, and they can repeat certain things, but they really don't understand it. And they forget so much of it, it'll sit back at the back of their mind somewhere, but most of it they can't draw to the conscious attention to utilize it and connect it together. This world order is much bigger, as I say, than just saying, okay, we're all one planet now, like we weren't before. We've always been a planet, call it what you want. It's a world of austerity for the majority of the public, all of them, except for the ruling elite. Because the ones who brought this in really do believe in the ultimate eugenic class system. They always did. They were quite plain about it in the past. Very plain about it in the past. Look at George Bernard Shaw. The Fabian Society, as I've said before, was one of everything you have, right or left, is run by the same group from the 19th century. They don't miss a trick, and they always give you your leaders. Always. The one thing they said that they feared was a real religion, and again, the real big idea. They feared it. If you had one, they could battle their own big idea, you see. Then they knew people will fight forever by all kinds of means for something that's near and dear to them, like that. They will. And that's what terrified them. That's why they had to demolish religion first and foremost, especially Christianity, as you know. And they use other ones to do it, by the way. But then they'll start demolishing them too. The society we're in today is toxic. It's designed to be toxic. Where everything's weaponized. Your culture is now weaponized. Everything that's given to you is weaponized. Your food is weaponized. Everything's weaponized. And what's promoted to you is weaponized. And it affects everybody, including, it's like introducing disease into the planet by an enemy, but then the enemy starts working on them too. Eventually, it does. And then you find that under the cover of the real censorship of the real news, If you lift up that little corner of the blanket a little bit, you would see the real disease amongst the elite. Poof. And these are the ones that have trained you to believe are better than you and special somehow, and they're experts at this, that, and the other. Really? Really? Sad, but true. But say, don't blame me for the way the world goes. As I say, I never promised to be a Pied Piper for anybody, because you know where the Pied Piper leads you, and they say all the right things, and they'll always leave you with the ultimate optimism. Just do this, just do that, and back me for that. And like they'll do it all for you. Are you kidding? And then you find out they're fake to start with. But it takes you a while to catch on. When the big boys pick you up, believe you me, and even mention you, you're being promoted by them. You better understand that. Now, a lot of folk have hard times out there too, and I know the hard times that they have. There's a lot of people out there now with depressions of all kinds. There's folk on different kinds of drugs, even prescription things, and again, there's lots on the other stuff, the non-prescription drugs. And governments now literally are promoting on a heavy scale the mass usage of the stuff that used to be called soft drugs, but the fact it's not soft at all. Because it's time for Soma, as I've mentioned, Orwell knew this too, to bring this in, because when he talked to the guy who talked about Soma, and that was Aldous Huxley, he explained it, how they could use all these techniques. And you know, Aldous Huxley was, again, a member of an elite. He called it the scientific class. So was his brother. They both called themselves scientists, social scientists. Hereditary ones too. They believe in hereditary science and hereditary bankers and hereditary everything. That's what they, because they're very much into eugenics. They believe that's special breeding and special selective breeding. It's just normal kind of breeding. And you marry the right kinds. The idea was always amongst them. And they got lots and lots of books out a long time ago about it, about you matching different abilities up genetically through marriage, etc., expecting certain outcomes in the offspring. That now has never changed. Never changed. And they were rather even more boastful about themselves in times gone by. But Aldous Huxley knew and had long conversations with Orwell. They could bring it in because they'd done it in other countries before. Long before they were hitting China with bales of opium on their shores. Long before that. They'd intensely studied the techniques of India, of subduing the peoples and keeping them placid, etc. Intensely so. And they know what works. They do. They certainly know what works. I didn't even intend to go here. I meant to even talk about these topics, but the COP meeting, as you know, is an excuse to train the public, to allow themselves just to grab more and more rights over the public on how you're going to live. As though it's some official, real thing. Well, I will never accept anything unless I get a chance to see who does it, meet them personally, and vote on giving away my rights to them. Otherwise, it's completely illegal as far as I'm concerned. And all these organizations are, as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course it is. But the COP thing, as I say, the Club of Rome is given the task of finding a way to implement their long agenda, the long, very old agenda. How do we do it? How do we get the public to give up the rights to decide things for themselves, to even marry and have children by themselves, what to eat, what to do, where to live, etc., etc.? Well, let's just terrify them by saying we're all going to die by cataclysms because of man-made whatever, you know. They say climate, etc., that would fit the bill. Famine, climate, and drought would fit the bill, so that's what they used. They literally said that in their own writings. Club of Rome, the big think tank. And once they've all agreed and sworn to it, they'll never go off track with it and admit that they're wrong about anything. Anyway, I'll put some of these links up before I run out of time for tonight. Canada, of course, it loves to be avant-garde and all this kind of PC stuff. They truly believe, since the days of Pierre Trudeau to the present, they truly believe. And again, to everybody at the top, to be a member of the same CFR groups and roundtable societies that all still exist, the lower groups, the middle groups, and the upper groups, and the secret group at the top. It's all one organization, for those who don't know it. That's what really has run our countries since before the 20th century. And right through the 20th century and the 21st. Hasn't lessened at all. It's stronger and ever, bigger than ever. And let's be honest here. When you look at the thousands of different organizations working on specialized areas and think tanks, working, etc., can you really blame the average person for being completely bewildered and shutting down when they see it? This is not democracy. This is not allowing you to have a say in it. You have no say in anything. And if you had 25 or 30 of this, you individuals, you know, like Superman had all these robots, if you had all those folk, you could still not keep up with it all. It's that huge. It's meant to be. It's meant to encompass everything and be so overwhelming. You can't. That's the idea, is that you can't fight it. It's like going to, say, you're looking for a motor vehicle, a room somewhere, in a massive bureaucratic castle. And you walk in thinking that this is the castle of motor vehicle, and you open, and they've got hundreds and hundreds of corridors with hundreds and thousands of doors, all dealing with specialized things that you've never heard of. Well, you see, that was all done intentionally to be so overwhelming that most folk would just shut down, thinking they could come up against it. they've made sure in their system that by voting, you can never change their system. Because it doesn't matter what party gets in. Anyway, I'll get back to what I'm trying to say here, which is off. This is completely all off topic. And sometimes that happens. It just, something just jumps in my mind and that's the way it is. But I know folk are going through hard times. Like I've been through hard times too. As I say, I'm not going to give them false hope. The fact that the good hope is the fact that the real hope is that you're becoming awake, hopefully. And if you can get that, I've often said, if you can retain that when you've reached from the bottom of the sea to the top, to the surface, if you reach that light and hope it, and understanding, and hold that to your death, you've done awfully well, because everything is geared against stopping that from happening. Really, think about it. Really. Anyway, Canada is in the forefront, naturally being all goody-goody, spearheading worldwide what they call socialism, but it really means control over the body, the social beings of the public. That's total control. That's what they mean by socialism. For those who think it still means about taking care of the working class, no, it means completely taking care of you until you can't think anymore and you'll do what you're told. Believe you me. So anyway, they're going about reducing emissions, etc., and how the federal government had done it too, themselves, by a certain percentage. But really, if you want to get free energy and so on, they should just put big domes over all parliaments across the planet, collect all that heat. You see, there's a lot of hot air comes out of these places, collect it all and turn it into energy. And they could literally supply us all with free energy for every year by doing that, you know, quite easily. Because that's all they produce, is problems, nonsense, big salaries for themselves and lots of hot air. And more restrictions on the public, for the masters, which are not the public. So there you go. Well, I'll put these links up. And then one or two crops consistently up, which confounds the warming scare stories, because they're finding that... see, they always give us these scary scenarios. And every year I used to give their own, from their own websites and their own organizations, their admissions that they give the public scary scenarios to get their attention. And they've done the same. They released a whole bunch of them again this year, this last month or so, to get you all ready for if you don't give us all the power to these people, you know, we're all going to die horribly. But you always find that there's nonsense behind their statistics and their fake graphs and everything else that they try to con you with. And so the crops are actually doing better, as they tell us we're all going to starve to death across the planet, that is. And then another UN Climate Summit, COP24, they call it, Conference of Parties 24, warns of collapse of our civilizations. And again, we've got all that. Oh, we're all going to, hey, we're collapsing, all right. But they're making it collapse. They're causing financial crisis across the planet. They're demolishing the borders and saying, oh, well, you know. Come on. Another one, too, I'll put up as What's Up With That, Anthony Watts, who has got quite a lot of information on, which challenges completely from other people, lots of people who've been following this for years, and challenging all their astonishing predictions of gloom, doom, and horror. Remember, too, that they call it anthropogenic global warming. It's your fault. If you don't believe that, it doesn't work the same way, you see. They must blame you because they want to take all your rights away from you to manage it all, you see. And they go for the children at school. Isn't it disgusting? And the parents, if they have any parents at all these days, they sit back and say nothing. Eh? Oh, well, you know. Another one, too, is what is the Bureau of the COP, the CMP and the CMA? As I say, there's thousands and thousands of organizations you've never heard of that you don't give any authority to, but they've taken authority for themselves on behalf of the masters at the very top, and they're deciding to rule your lives for you. Disgusting, isn't it? Really disgusting. I'll put a few of these articles up for you. Another one, COP24, the UN Climate Change Conference, what's at stake and what you need to know. You're all going to die, you're all going to die, and so on and so on. Give up all your rights and freedoms and give it to us. I also want to get into, just before I finish up though, how we're all really going to get turned into failed states. That's the plan, you see, a massive crisis. Meltdown in a sense, but it's a very managed meltdown, naturally. Everything always is managed. And every bank failure is managed to a state of bankruptcy, whatever state they want it to be in. And this is meant to happen too across the Western countries and elsewhere too. and to bring in the next part of the new order and austerity and so on. But again, so the well, here's the experts coming forward who are going to get us out of this crisis of total bankruptcy and partial starvation, etc., etc. You see, it's always done this way. So, in the UK, for instance, after the me and other folk for a long time, I've talked about how they've got these gangs. They're often foreign gangs coming in the country, and literally putting up their own websites, their escapades during the day, where they rob jewellery stores and so on, very well organised. And the cops leave them alone, and they have little competitions to see who's getting more hits on their websites and in their chat rooms that day. You know, that's how completely lawless society, you see. Managed to be that way. And Britain, I can remember one time, you couldn't touch a cop even on the shoulder, like tap tap. That was a crime, because that cop literally, I'm not kidding you, is like a soldier. They belong to the royalty. That's who they swear allegiance to. And they're the property, like a private soldier is owned privately by royalty or the state, this big thing called the state, but not the public. But if you touch them, that's a crime. Well, I've seen some amazing things in some little clips, and even during one of the carnivals in Britain, and you see these guys doing rather doggish things towards the female cops, and they're all kind of smiling embarrassedly and so on, but doing nothing. It's incredible what's happening. So anyway, these moped riders that come up with machetes and everything, and some of them even had samurai swords in the past, and they mug folk in the streets, and they snatch their cell phones. They even had a documentary in one of the television stations over there, meeting some of them, and they were sending the cell phones to Nigeria to be reprogrammed or whatever and sold again. Organized crime. But the cops don't even turn up. But I'll put this up, because now the cops have been allowed to start knocking them off their mopeds by them using the police cars. But of course, immediately they come back. Oh, well, you can't do that because you'll hurt them, and you get lawsuits, and you get little bits of that starting to. Don't forget that everything that happens is a big industry for law and lawyers and social workers, and the court. The system can't afford to put them all in jail. There's that much crime now in every country out there. Can't do it. And again, it's such an industry of law and lawyers, etc., dealing with all this in prisons, private prisons. They don't want it to end. They aren't going to let it happen. So yeah, they're going to sue the different cops for, oh, you damaged so-and-so that was only doing what a guy had to do to survive, and all that nonsense. Eh? Also, I'll put up to do with peak oil. It's a nonsense thing, never happens. And a couple of other articles to do with the fact they've now discovered incredibly even more massive pools of oil inside under the States and Texas and different places. But reality doesn't matter, does it, when the agenda is at work? Also, cops calling Commissioner Coward to quit police chief who stayed in his car during the Westminster terror attack. That's when they go around stabbing folk. It's compared online to hero officers who got stabbed taking on London Bridge jihadists. The commissioner, who's been given all these awards, locked himself in his car when this was happening. No kidding you. That guy's got a bigger future still ahead of him. That's the kind that gets on. It really is. Come on, let's be honest. That's the kind that really is up in the world. Not bad. And then have police lost control? Most Britons think criminals have no fear of the law, as two-thirds say they haven't seen an officer on the street in a year amid soaring crime levels, because there was a massive cutback, you see. And police officers facing criminal charges for knocking a moped rider off by using a car. Pure soul. He was just stealing, and probably, who knows how many folks may be stabbed in the past too. There's been women and elderly folk dragged along the sidewalks with these guys to try to get things off. They don't care. This is for years they've been doing this. And they steal all the bikes too, naturally. These aren't mopeds, by the way. These are scooter types, call them scooter type bikes with the smaller wheels, but they've got big engines, like 500 cc's or more. They're not little mopeds, 50 cc things. And because they're little zippy things with smaller wheels, they can sneak in out of traffic very quickly, you see. That's why they use them. So yeah, Theresa May gets a little saying that the cops are right to knock down the moped thieves off bikes. She says a lot of things like that. Doesn't do it much law-wise, but she says a lot of things. Also, too, in the UK, just with this one day, a man was stabbed in the head for taking too long in a queue getting change to pay for something. So they stab him in the head. I never heard of these things when I was in Britain. And then teenage thugs spared jail after wielding a zombie knife. That's the ones that are all jagged in the whole bit. You know, it's serrated. During shocking street attack. And I remember putting the clip up when he was smashing this big thing on somebody's car and trying to get in to kill somebody. And I'll put that link up again, I guess. But it says he'd already been let off with a community order for mugging a 12-year-old boy. See, that's the state when they don't get in jail anymore. They just do what they want. And they know it too. They know it. It's mayhem. Understand, these are failed states when you have no industry left, you have no real work left much, except for if all the different, the massive welfare system with massive, God knows how many agencies deal with all this. This is their only, this is your industry. Agencies that deal with crime, agencies that deal with welfare, with unemployment, with homes and housing and yada yada yada. It's a massive industry. Really. And the ones who are working are getting taxed into the ground because they pay for all. Same everywhere, isn't it? In a town where the police have given up, it says Hartlepool has only 10 officers for a population of 90,000 people, forcing residents to patrol the streets and try to solve crimes on Facebook. It's really bad, isn't it? Also, the happy news is again, our overmasters, we don't elect, just create themselves out of thin air, again, just like the money. These environmentalists at United Nations, the climate conference, the future meat and emissions, they call it heavy menu, is they want to do away with all the food that you eat, including cheese too. Now, that's why you can't get it in Canada. I can't afford cheese. So maybe once in a blue moon, if I get into town and actually see cheaper burger meat, that's all I can get, I'll buy. Yeah. You know, no one's backing me, folks. I should remember too. Remember, hopefully somebody will send me a few donations and buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughmiddies.com. Because I have turned down all the big offers. And if I hadn't, I'd be on TV with my own shows and everything. You should be very suspicious of those who have taken that little, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? United Nations Chief of Police Summits. For those who don't know it, your police chiefs have their own international organizations and they belong to United Nations, not to you. So there you go. I mentioned that for years too, and she gave talks on that years ago. And look at the riots in France, it's spreading outside France now. And no wonder, because all the ordinary folk, the rural folk, have we all been left behind, walked over, dumped on by their own politicians and governments. You know, screwed into the ground with taxes and unemployment, and they're deindustrialized completely pretty well. And they're getting a backlash against their new carbon taxes, new gasoline taxes, not their taxes, and the fact they've lost their countries. Come on. That's what Macron's done to France. But once before him too. Every single one before did the same thing. With their red rose in the coffins of certain politicians in France. Tells you all you need to know, folks. As I say, it's spread outside France now as well. Won't do any good, I don't know. Because the elite are not stupid. They have thousands of managers across the planet, thousands and armies of managers that they'll never hear of, managing everything and their think tanks and all the rest of it. Really. And they're bringing their big system of censorship, where if you say something they don't agree with or even speak out against what they're doing, you will no longer be able to buy, sell, use your cashless system, just like Bertrand Russell talked about in the 1940s and 50s, folks, all that time ago. And you won't be able to pay a rent, and they'll punish you until you do what you're told. Here we are. Here we are, folks. But remember, you have to change yourself. Understanding the truth demands that you change yourself. One by one, one by one, one by one. That's what it means. And they've told you the antidotes. They have told you what the antidote happens to be. But it might mean changes on yourself, you know. Most folk don't want that. They don't want rules. They want to play. For myself, Alan Watchman, here in Canada, where it's very cold, because the winters are getting longer and longer because of global warming, supposedly. It's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.